All right, we are back here at Bomber Gymnasium as we're getting ready to start the second half. It will be Cabot's ball.
Both teams are their starting five other than Cabot. They have replaced Jada Cook with Kate Mathis. Cook has three fouls, so I'm assuming they're trying to keep her from getting an early foul trouble here in the second half. Mathis going to inbound it to Bean. Mitchell's going to be on her. Mount Home is in a man-to-man coming out of this half. Ball's going to work his way up top to Alkire. Now over to Bean. Cabot in their kind of weave offense, but the ball is going to get sailed wide as Mathis tried to throw it to Bowles on the right left wing. It's going to be too high for her to go out of bounds, and just like that, Cabot starts this half with a turnover.
All right, they're 11th.
Mitchell, going to drive. Yonkers gets it, tries to get inside. Going to hand it off to Anna McCarn. McCarn going to go up. She's going to take a foul. Looks like they're going to get Kate Mathis with the foul. That's going to be her first, team's first here in the second half. Anna McCarn going to go to the line for Mount Home shooting two. McCarn so far, first trip to the line. She has 4 points. First free throw off the back iron. No good. Just a little too strong. One more on the way. It's Mount Home has a 31-20 lead with 7:29 left in this third quarter. Second free throw on its way. No good, but Livy Fossen is doing her job. Tries to get the offensive rebound. Tries to pass it over to McCarn. Ball's going to be stolen. It's going to be a turnover on Mountain Home, and they're going to get Lakin Moore fighting for the ball as it got knocked away. Good job with Fosness getting the rebound. Tried to hit McCarn cutting. Great pass, just unable to get it to her. McCarn misses on both the free throws as Cabot brings the ball across. Mathis has it up top. She's going to get it back from Alkire. Alkire hits a cutting beam. Beam's going to miss the shot. McCarn pulls away the defensive rebound. Brooklyn quickly with it. Get pass ahead to Lakin Moore. Left-hand layup. It's an awesome pass and great finish by Lakin Moore. Mount Home 33-20 lead. 6:47 left in this third quarter. Once again, Mount Home and a man-to-man. Alkire catches that ball up top. She doesn't even look to shoot as Beam has it on the left wing. Bowles has McCarn on her now. She's finally going to swing it out to the top of the key to Graves. Cabot's got 7 to shoot on the shot clock. Alkire has it, doesn't even look at it. Bowles finally has to take the deep three, and she's going to hit it with 2 left on the shot clock.
Kind of looked like McCarn almost got a hand on it.
She had her hand in her face for sure. Great shot there by Lily Bowles. Mount Home back quickly as McCarn, as Mitchell drives the lane. She's going to take contact as he tries to pass the ball. Looks like they're going to get the foul on Kaylin Beam. That's going to be her second. 2 team fouls already in this third quarter for Cabot. Mount Home inbounded under their own goal.
RJ Cook kept saying, why are we fouling there?
Yeah, she was not in a position. Ball's going to make it up top to Mitchell. Mount Home in their padded kind of roll offense, the pick and roll offense. Moore takes the screen, Fosness. Ball's going to be thrown up, but too high. As Fosness is rolling to the lane. Jada Cook is going to check in for Kate Mathis for Cabot. Mount Home turns it over again, 5:55 left.
Did you say she has 3 fouls?
She has 3 fouls. Cook has 3 fouls, yep. Bean's going to bring the ball across for Cabot. This game's kind of at the pace and kind of sloppiness that Cabot likes. They like to kind of make the game sloppy and see if they can outbeat you with your turnovers. Alkire's going to get the ball down low to Bean. Bean's going to put the ball up. It's going to be no good. Rebound's going to come away to Bean as she gets her own rebound. The shot clock did not reset as we're under 10. Now we're at 8. Bean going one-on-one against Brooklyn. She's going to go up and over the top of Brooklyn for 2. Now this lead is single digits here as we're back to 8. Mitchell gets the ball down low to McCarn. McCarn's going to finish strong on the left side.
No way to respond.
Real good way as McCarn went all the way across the lane, finishing on the left side after that spin move. 10-point game, 35-25, 5 minutes left. Graves going to drive, and she is going to put it up and in. Back to 8. Ball's going to be passed ahead as Mitchell tries to hit McCarn.
It's going to be stolen. McCarn's going to dive for the ball, and she's going to foul in the process as she got the ball. Mitchell tried to throw that ball from about half court down to McCarn. Unable to come away with it was McCarn, and McCarn fouled after that.
Yeah, just tried to force the issue a little too much there.
Yeah, I think you're right. 8-point game, 4:40 left here in this third quarter. Bean's going to have the ball. He's going to drop it down low to Cook. Cook, step back, 10-footer, no good. Libby Fawcett secures the rebound from Mountain Home. Quick outlet, Lake and Moore. Moore pushing, left corner, Jayla Yonker. She tries to drive baseline, cut off by Bean. She's going to be forced to kick it back out to Lake and Moore. Moore's going to have the ball knocked away. It's going to go off the official as Graves knocks the ball away from Moore, but the official was standing out of bounds, so it is going to be Mountain Home's ball. 23 to shoot. Mountain Home looking to get this lead back to double digits. McCarn catches it high post. Mitchell, right wing, skip pass, three on its way, no good. Bean secures the rebound for Cabot.
Not a bad shot, just didn't go down.
Bean quickly back. Graves, left wing, it is good. And all of a sudden, this is a 5-point game. 35-30, 3:52 left in this third quarter.
Tell you what, Kevin seems to have made some second half adjustments. They're hanging tough.
Yonkers, though, with the answer. She takes the screen from Libby Fosness, gets to the free throw line extended, pulls up, hits the two. 37-30, Mountain Home needs a stop on the defensive end. Need a quick run. Basketball's a game of runs. See if we can start a run here.
That definitely proved to be true in that boys game against Dumas last night.
Ball's going to make it up top. It's going to be Lily Bowles, and she's going to hit her second three of this third quarter. 4-point game, 37-33.
Man, they're hitting some outside shots.
They've hit everything. They've hit three threes already in this third quarter. Mountain Home on offense is Moore. Has it up the top of the key. Fosness takes the screen. Mitchell tries to feed it down low to Fosness. The ball's going to be stolen by Cabot.
That was just good heads-up defensive play by Cabot there.
Cook out of there with it. Left corner. Graves, three. No good. Moore, rebound. Mountain Home looking to slow the issue up here. No, we hadn't had some good shots. So we're going to see if we can get that one more pass. Ball, left wing. Jayla Yonkers, three. It is good. Jayla Yonkers buries the three, and Mountain Home calls a timeout. 40-33, 2:39 left in the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
We're back here with 2:39 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home 40-33 lead as Cabot set to inbound the ball. During that break, Sarah Williams and Whitten Coleman check in, replacing Libby Fosness and Anna McCarn. Mountain Home goes to that 1-3-1 out of that break. Jayla Yonkers is going to get caught with the foul.
Kind of interesting. We're going a little smaller on this sequence right now.
Yeah, we are. We're going all the both bigs out. Ball's going to be inbounded as Gray's going to have it right wing. Her and Beam's going to get it. It's going to get to the corner three. Three on the way, no good. Sarah Williams secures the rebound from Mountain Home. Three was off the mark by Addison Adair as she checked in during that last break. Mountain Home looking to extend the 7-point lead. Lakin Anderson has it. She's going to drive right side up, no good. Ball's going to be rebounded by Cabot. Cabot back quickly as Bean has it. Going one-on-one. Moore
drives the lane, shot up, no good. Mitchell, rebound, throws it ahead, Sarah Williams. Sarah, quick pass, Lakin Anderson for two. Excellent job on the break for the Lady Bombers. Couldn't ask for a better break than that.
Oh, man, that was just making sure you find the teammate there that had the best look at the basket.
Make a better angle, Lakin.
Ball's going to find its way to Dare in the corner again. Rebound's going to come to Mathis over Sarah Williams. Cabot's going to reset, and they're just going to turn it over. Sarah Williams is going to get the steal. She's going to throw ahead. Brooklyn Mitchell, it's going to be good for two. Mountain Home on a quick run to themselves, and Jay Cook has seen enough. He's going to call timeout. Mountain Home has extended this lead, 44-33 with 1:21 left. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we're back here at Bomber Gymnasium, Mountain Home with a 44-33 lead, 1:21 left here. Mountain Home made some subs, kind of went small, and it has worked here as Micah Matter has checked in for Cabot. They've kind of matched our small with the small themselves. Skip pass, Bowles, left wing, three on its way, no good. Sarah Williams secures the rebound, gets it ahead to Coleman. Coleman leading the break, hits more. Moore kicks it back out to Coleman. Three, left wing, on its way. Rattles around, no good. Lakin Anderson gets a hand on it. Ball is going to be secured. And the defensive rebound by Cabot. But Lakin Anderson is going to tie it up, giving Mountain Home an extra possession on the alternate possession.
Tell you what, that's just good job by Mountain Home just to try to fight for that extra possession. And
Mountain Home with a great inbounds play as they hit Lakin Moore streaking right down the middle of the lane. She puts it up. It is no good, but she's going to take the contact. Kate Mathis is going to come up with her second foul. Lakin Moore going to go to the line where it's her first trip for the night. Free throw is going to roll around, and it's finally going to drop. Second free throw by Moore on the way. It's good. Mountain Home is extending this lead to 13. Now we're seeing a full court man from Mountain Home. Time to speed this game up a little bit. Matter has it as they finally get across 10. Oh, almost got a 10 seconds.
Man, that was close.
As Graves barely gets it across with 1 second to spare. We'll say a half a second. Graves has it left side. She's going to drive. Layup on its way, and it's going to be good.
For a moment, it looked a little too strong, but it just took a good bounce.
Kaitlyn Graves has its seventh point of this third quarter. Mountain Home can hold for one shot here. Ball's going to be passed down low to Moore. It's going to be off her hands and no good. Cabot's going to get the ball with 18.1 seconds left, trailing by 11. 46-35, Mountain Home with the lead.
I think they should just try to hold for the one last shot. I'm still trying to, you know, get that layup there.
I don't know. We've kind of been on a run. We kind of extended this a little bit. I like the aggressiveness. Mountain Home drops in this 1-3-1 here. Graves has it. That should be a walk step through. She has nowhere to go. She's going to turn it over. Whitten Coleman comes up with a steal. She's going to drive. Moore, left side, stops before she gets the offensive foul and pops. Great job by Lakin Moore. Saw they were set up to try to get the charge. Puts it in as this quarter expires. Mountain Home, 48-35 as we enter the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is...